bonus episode of Flourish. I am your host, Jules.
And I am Nicolette.
And this is fun. Look at us on a Wednesday.
Like, what a great midday.
Nope, midweek. Oh. Hopefully it's bright and early for you.
Midweek hump day.
Like, who are we on a Wednesday?
Oh, we're a sexy Wednesday.
Wow.
We're a spicy, fun Wednesday.
Do you guys know why we're here today?
Like, you gotta know.
You have to know. It's here.
The Flourish event.
The come and hang with Nick and Jules.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Event. This has been literally in the works since January 1st, 2021. Yes. Like the minute we started our podcast, this was happening.
Yes.
This is no joke.
Full body chills.
I know. You guys, literal truths. Nicola and I set 3 goals when we started our podcast. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember them right now.
Same. I'm too excited.
But I know that the only one we haven't checked off was to plan an event.
Mm-hmm.
But look, here.
Look at us. We are here. Here we are. We are here.
And you guys, when we were making all the like slides for Instagram and posts for Instagram for this event and like the ticket and everything, Julie and I kept sending each other text messages being like, wait, I'm like jealous that I'm not like, I like want to buy a ticket. I'm jealous. I'm not like able to buy a ticket.
Yes.
But like, we're the ones.
It just sounds like so much freaking fun to me.
Yes.
That like, mm-hmm. we want to be there, even though,
like,
we're definitely,
we want to
be
the
there.
Ones coming. And like, I know that we're the ones there, but even our husbands are jealous. Like, Colby was genuinely like bummed that this wasn't just for him.
Yeah. I told Jay, I was like, I think you're going to be invited to like maybe the evening portion. And he was like, are you serious? I can't come. It's like, well, you have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, you do. Sorry.
I'm like worried. How do you think you and I sound right now? Do you think that we sound like absolute like chaos? And
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so really excited.
Let's just like really explain what this event is all about.
Yes. This is a true in-person live event here held in Salt Lake City, Utah, our hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And we need you to be there.
We do. We really, really do. Let's break down the 2 events that happen that day.
Yeah.
Morning
tell us
time.
About, tell us about the morning.
Morning time comes. 11 a.m. We are doing an immersive sound bath experience with Kylie Finlinson. If you guys are true OGs, then you know who she is. She is who we had on the podcast in our first season, and she talked all about foot zoning and gosh, so many things.
Yes. I mean, she's a doula as well. So she talked so much about birth and how that's in just, I mean, she talked about so many things. Sound bowl meditation, sound bowl healing, imagery through sound bowls. She is incredible and is so excited to be a part of our event, which I think just really amped us up even more because we told her what we were wanting and she was like, yes, done. And then better, like made it better.
Oh, she did. And a lot of you guys who listen to us who live in Utah have actually gone to her for foot zoning. So you already know how magical she is. She is genuinely a magic human being. When you are in her presence, we've said this multiple times, you will know what we are talking about when you meet her. Like, there is something not even real life about her. She's an angel and has such a gift. And she is going to be guiding us with a sound bath
and guided imagery, which a lot of people don't really know what that is. And it's, I feel like, a good way to explain it. Well, if you're going to be there, you're going to experience it and understand it. But it's all done during the sound bath. But it's basically a form of meditation.
Yes. So I have never done a sound bowl class.
Same.
So I am so excited. So this is going to be a first for probably a lot of us, but we're doing it together, which is really fun.
So healing, so moving.
And I really think that it'll be like such a bonding experience as well for everyone who's like in the class. We'll be doing some like journal prompts, it's like a little worksheet. And I just think it's going to be really special.
So special.
So excited.
Like the most beautiful way to start the event and the day.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably like scream beforehand and we'll calm down.
Yeah. We will. Mm-hmm. We'll get very in the zone after we have our freak out. So such a great or we won't, or we'll just keep screaming.
Either way, great time.
There will also be light snacks involved in that as well. And that goes from 11 a.m. to 1.
Yeah.
And that is event number one.
Mm-hmm.
Jules, tell us about the evening.
Okay, great. So walking into the evening, so we take a quick little break, give you a minute to just like change your clothes, you know, get ready for the evening, take a walk around Salt Lake if you want, you know, just see the sights if you're, you know, not from here.
Yes.
And then the evening event. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, 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 you guys. Okay, so it'll start at approximately 4 p.m.
Yes.
We'll get there. We'll do a little meet and greet.
Hugs and kisses. Yeah. So many butt squeezes. Like, we're going to be...
It's going to be so fun. You're just going to see... There'll be a big old table of food, some treats. I mean, because if you know us...
Some naughty treats, some nice treats.
All the things, because we want it all. And then we'll kind of sit for like a nice like vulnerability activity where we all just get to, again, like as a community, bond together and be a little more open with ourselves. More details on that to come.
Yes,
but it's gonna be really great.
That part I'm so excited about.
Same,
because we already feel like all of you guys are our literal sisters and best friends. This is just going to, it's just chef's kiss, you know, it's just perfect.
It just level up, you know? After that, we're going to do a live Q&A where Nick and I are going to be like sweating because how scary is a live Q&A?
Drippy armpits.
But like very fun. It's just going to be open so that we have like a lot of interaction with you guys that you can ask us really whatever you want. And we're just... going to be there on the spot to answer and do our best. We're doing something very fun, which is that we're having a permanent jeweler come to our evening event. Do you guys know what this is? This was new to me when we were planning this.
This is like a very big obsession right now.
Okay, great. See, but it's
very big.
I'm like,
yes,
it's a miracle that I even know what it is. If it's currently on trend. Then, like, we're lucky that I'm here.
Yes, we are bopping around. We're blessed to be bopping with you.
Wow, why did we not open with this event's gonna bop?
Bop. Oh,
redo the flyers.
We were. Start over.
Yep, just wrap it up. The bop event. That's what it's now called.
Bop event. So sick. No one comes.
No. So permanent jewelry, this is fun. This is really fun. And we're not going to go into like big detail because we want to talk to you about it while you're there at the event and like what it means and everything. But there will be a permanent jeweler who is going to make it. So it's basically jewelry that doesn't have a clasp. Like when you put it on, it's just becomes a part
there
of
you. There forever.
Yes.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, really beautiful pieces of jewelry. So we're going to have someone there live, and that is included in your to keep on everything that you're hearing is included.
In oh, yes. Ticket. Everything.
Yes. You don't have but to spend a dime when you walk through the doors.
No. Jules, let's talk about the swag bag that every person gets upon walking into the event.
Okay, but I want one. Do we get them?
I do too. Yes, duh.
We actually haven't talked about it.
We freaking better. Are you kidding?
You guys, this swag bag is actually so fun. Basically, we want to just like dress you head to toe with this swag bag.
Yes. And it's pretty outrageous, if you ask me. So let's go over.
Before we do that, have we set the date of our event?
Shoot.
Can we just insert that here?
Yes. The date is October 8th.
Yes.
October of this year.
8th. Coming up just a couple months. Couple months away. Okay. Back to the real tea.
Okay. So let's talk about, first of all, the most exciting part that's in the swag bag that is so exclusive to everyone coming to the event that everyone else who's not coming is going to be so jealous about.
Yes, because they're going to have to wait.
Yeah.
So dramatic.
I know. Just the silence. Nothing. Flourish sweat set, you guys. We have wanted to make a sweat set so bad since we started Flourish.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally have done it. And they are absolutely stunning.
You guys know how we love neutrals. This color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure you're ready.
No.
The name of the color is Latte.
Mm-hmm. If that gives you
any indication. Any idea. Yes. Sounds yummy to me.
They're an absolute dream. And they literally won't be released to everyone else for some time. So you guys get first dibs on wearing our new merch, our fall merch. And you're going to literally pass out when you see it. And that is included in your swag bag.
Yes. Everybody gets this.
Yes. Unreal.
Yes. And when you purchase your ticket, you will be able to tell us your size. So obviously custom sizes per person. So it will be tailor-made for you.
Yes.
So fun. We are also throwing in there some custom hand-dyed Nike socks. Also so freaking cute. When you see the colors of them, you'll be like, oh, yes. I need those. They're really cute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Once again, Colby saw them and was like, okay, so I get a pair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know what? Well, I was going to tell a story about Colby, but I'll refrain.
Well, now you have to.
I was just going to say, remember, because we saw these socks and we loved them. Oh, and when we were dyeing our shirts and he was like, I'm going to dye some socks. And we thought it was a great idea.
Such a great idea.
Yeah. And then they just weren't. You tell me, how did they turn out in the end?
Well, they're pink. And they were definitely supposed to be they were supposed to be a tan color.
Yes.
Like very neutral.
Yeah. Like our like our shirts. But
100%.
Yes. Yes. So I bet he wants some of those socks.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was the look that we were all going for.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But they're really beautiful.
I know.
We also are including like a very beautiful neutral brown baseball cap that will match the outfit aesthetic wonderfully.
Mm-hmm. Very so wonderfully. Cute. And they're very cute. They are very, very, very cute.
Mm-hmm. We are including a Banks jewelry necklace. If you guys don't know Banks jewelry, she is so great. She has really beautiful jewelry pieces and very good quality, and a beautiful necklace is going to be included in every bag.
Lucky ducks. And we've talked about Sparrow Candle Company all the time. because when we talk about non-toxic everything, we also talk about non-toxic candles. And you've heard me just love on her volcano candle that she has that mimics the Anthropologie volcano candle. And she is also giving us some car fresheners to put in the swag bags.
So cute.
And they are, first of all, they're so cute. And they are unbelievably, like, tasty. Just the best smells ever. And actually work. Like, you know how some car fresheners just, like, don't do their thing? Or they, like, are overloading your car?
Mm-hmm.
No, these are just absolute perfection. And they're not going to jack up your hormones.
Great.
We love.
We do love that. Mm-hmm. So there's so much more included in your swag bag. But those are our big highlights that we're going to talk about. But we have a lot more coming.
Yeah, we can't tell you guys everything because there's got to be some surprise to it.
I know.
So we wanted to at least just share some of the big fun things that will be in your swag bag that everybody gets when buying a ticket.
So that's the event in a nutshell. Just a like big, beautiful day of just spending time with each other, getting to know everybody who probably have a lot of the same similar interests as you. I feel like that kind of is probably pretty likely if for those who listen to our podcast, you probably have similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, selfishly, we just like really want to meet everybody.
That's mostly, I mean, back in the day when we were going to just plan this, we were like, let's just meet up somewhere and be able to hug everyone.
Yeah.
So that's mostly what we're excited about, is to meet all of you in real life and hug you and become real life friends, but then do some other really fun things as well with our besties.
So tickets are live.
Here's the deal. There's only 100.
Yeah.
So you gotta act quick. We're going to have tickets available to purchase for a full week or until they run out. So it does not mean that they will be available for a full week. They could run out today. So if you want one, you got to get one.
Mm-hmm.
They are $199 for one ticket. And the actual value of just the swag bag alone is over $250. That's what it values at.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you do the math here, people.
We basically just wanted to like buy you guys a bunch of stuff and then give it to you.
Basically. And provide some like unbelievable experiences that will hopefully pivot your life and change your life, and something you'll remember always that you did with us and that you made 1 million new friends, basically.
So, yeah.
Well, 100 new friends.
So you guys better get on your horse and run and buy those tickets.
Get on your horse.
Get on your horse.
Giddy up.
And come and hang with me and Nick.
Ugh. Wow. 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 I hear you guys running on your horsies. I hear it.
I just really hope you know how excited we are. This is something we have literally talked about over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And have just been waiting for the right time to be able to make it happen.
Yes.
And we're buzzing.
We're buzzing. We are buzzing. We told you guys we're coming back with a bang. Mm-hmm.
We weren't lying.
Bang or bop.
Yeah, either way.
Yep.
Bang or bop.
Yep.
Well, now that we've announced that.
Yes.
Should we transition?
We should transition into some girl talk.
Just some more girl talk.
Some pillow talk. Mm-hmm. Some whatever we want to call it, because we've missed you. It's been a month.
Yes.
It feels longer than a month. Like, we've got some stuff to just chat about.
We really do. We like made a list of everything that we want to talk mm-hmm. about today, and it is a lengthy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we know you girls love, you love a good girl chat.
You really do. And we always get a little scared because sometimes they get a little wild. Like sometimes we just, the weirdest things come up.
Like girls gone wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Wait, side note. Just we're getting weird talking about girls gone wild. Did you guys ever stay up late?
Uh-oh.
Do you remember when the Girls Gone Wild commercials would come on and it would only be late at night when we were like little kids? Julie literally is looking at me like a deer in headlights because I know she never, first of all, she didn't have a TV in her room when she was young. She'd literally go to bed staring at a black ceiling, smiling probably.
The best way. Yes. So happy.
But like, here I am like waiting for my mom and dad to fall asleep so I could watch the Girls Gone Wild commercials. Like, why did I want to watch them? Like, I feel like little boys would want to watch them because it was like girls flashing their boobs.
On
but
TV?
I think, yes, Julie. Oh.
On what channel?
Who knows? Who knows? But they literally, and it would be like censored though. Like,
I feel like you and Jay have talked about this. I feel like you and JP have talked about this, that you would both see those late at night.
Duh.
Yeah,
like, that's what it's all about.
Do you want to know what I thought you were going to mention? Was like staying up late at like a sleepover. And do you remember the game Girl Talk?
Mm-mm. Never played it.
It's so fun. It was so fun. It was, you needed just like a few girlfriends, and then it was really hard to explain, but a really nostalgic like 90s game.
Cute.
The Girl Talk game. Yeah, it was so fun. I'm sure people have like will remember it, but it was really a fun game. Played it really late at night with my friends.
Oh, so you were playing the Girl Talk game while me and my friends were watching Girls Gone Wild on TV.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
It does. It really, really does. No surprises here.
Nope.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I need to start out with something very appalling because and we've really wanted to have just like a diva cup, a period cup episode, right? People have like begged for it because the stories are hilarious and they're frightening and they're all the things, and there's never fair warning about using one, you know, and some people use them and have like the best time.
Yeah,
but listen, they are starting to find out. There's in the last, now don't quote me, anyone, okay? I get in trouble for like stating facts that aren't facts, okay? But so don't quote me on this. But over the last few years, pregnancies have gone up with people that are on an IUD as their form of birth control. Like quite a bit.
Interesting.
We started doing some research. And they were finding that a lot of these women have also been using a diva cup or any type of menstrual cup as their form of period. What would we call that?
I was going to say period, it's their form of tampon.
Yes. Period juice retrieval.
Sick.
And so then they're just like, what's this phenomenon? Like, how come that's the trend? Well, people, it's because not everyone knows how to properly undo the seal before suctioning out their diva cup out of their vaginal canal. Mm. And we've heard some horror stories of how it feels like your brain's being sucked out when you pull the diva cup out. Well, it's starting to actually pull on the strings. Like the suction of it is pulling the IUD out of the cervix. Over time, which then allows little sperms, little swimmers,
sneaky
to just sneak their way inside of there. Are that's we crazy. Terrified?
Yeah, that's wild.
Like, this is a real thing.
Wow.
So I just felt like it was, we needed to let everyone know.
Interesting.
In case they don't want a sneaky swimmer.
See, and it really is. It's the getting it out part. Because you've never used one, right?
Never. Never will I ever.
In my limited use, like, the getting it in is a little awkward, but fine. It is the getting it out part is when everyone starts to sweat, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's either lost or really stuck. Really stuck. I was just recently having a voice note combo with one of our listeners about this. And like, what they are so hard. The suction on those is really impressive.
Very.
And it has scared me. But this listener told me, which is, I mean, I know we're like kind of saying, hey, warning, but a cool thing that this listener told me is that there's a brand coming out. I think she called it Sunny. I think she said that it's called Sunny, and they're making, I think it's just on pre-order, but it's a diva cup that is in a, oh no, what's the word? The same delivery method as a tampon. So you insert, it's like, in a applicator.
Mm-hmm.
So you can shove it up there like you would a tampon, and then so it's a much easier placement strategy. But I just hope that somebody could work on a removal strategy.
Yes.
So that it was like less scary and so that our IUDs weren't moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very scary. Not something I'm willing to mess with.
Yeah, that is a little bit unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? No IUD for me anymore.
No.
You know, for a while now. So.
Yep. No.
Should we talk about our Cozy Earth joggers?
Oh, let's freaking do. We shared them 2 days ago.
Yeah.
On our Instagram, if you were aware of that. How soft are they, Jules?
You know what? When you told me they came in the mail, you were like, they're actually so buttery soft. And then I touched them and it's pretty incredible. Actually, I can tell you, honestly, I have worn them every single day since I got them.
Yes.
Not for like my whole day. Okay, you guys, but like I have worn them every day, like in the morning when I'm getting ready for work or at night when I'm lounging.
Mm-hmm.
They are very comfy. They're new ribbed joggers.
Yes. And it's like you keep thinking nothing can get softer than their pajama fabric.
Mm.
Like you wear their pajamas and you're like, okay, nothing's better than this. And then they make something that's just as good. And you're like, how? But it's a different material. It's like a different item.
Yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah, they're really great. They're really great. We still have our 40% off code with Cozy Earth. For anything, whether that's their new ribbed joggers or whether that's their pajama sets, which they have like more of a summer set or a winter set that's like a long sleeve and a long pant. They but 40% off. Oh, yeah. Bedding, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. 40% off.
Using code 40 flourish at checkout.
I have been reading some really good books this summer.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For those of you ready? For those of you who are new here, if you're new, I'm a big old reader, right? Love to read. But I have read some 5-star books this summer. Like 5-star review.
5-star
books, yes. Which I feel like is hard for me to give out. I feel like I'm pretty picky. Mm-hmm. I just finished one late last night. Guess how late I stayed up?
Julie, how late?
11:30.
And you went to work.
And I went to work. Listen, I couldn't put it down. Guess what's worse? I woke up early yesterday to read extra before work. That's how much I couldn't put this book down.
This is very scary.
A little unhealthy for me. I agree.
It's very unhealthy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fiction. This is a fiction book and it's called Every Summer After. It's kind of all over the internet right now, but it's great. The premise is 6 summers to fall in love, 1 moment to fall apart, a weekend to get it right.
Ooh.
If that doesn't sound like really good to you, then I don't know you. You know?
Ooh.
It's really great. It's just like a typical, you know, summer romance, like to read on vacation or in 24 hours during your work week, you know? But it is so great. Can't recommend enough. 5 stars for me on that one.
Look at you.
What else? I read, oh, another one, similar genre, called Book Lovers. 5 stars.
Okay.
Yes. It takes a lot for me to laugh out loud in a book. I laughed on the first page of this book. Because I'll read book reviews and people will say, oh, this author's so funny. They made me laugh. And I usually just can't really relate. Like, I a lot of the time find like book humor like kind of cheesy, you know?
Way.
Mm-hmm. But no, this was very funny to me. And I laughed. I was moved. I fell in love. Great book. Again, great like vacation read.
Is it like a feel good book?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like another like cheesy romance book.
Okay.
Like easy, you know, just these, both of these books are just like easy books, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, this other book that I'm still currently reading, I want to talk about, this entire book on our podcast. I want to read it from page one to the podcast and read it through to the end. It's called The Gift of Presence, A Mindfulness Guide for Women. But I would alter it and say, and also men.
Mm-hmm.
But it is so good. Like, I have highlighted on almost every page that I have read so far. If you are someone who is like me and who, when they get anxious thoughts, goes into like the anxious thought loop, right? Which is what I do with myself. That's like when I feel like anxious thoughts, I do this like thought loop thing where I go over it and over it and over it again, or I go over a situation a lot of times, or a conversation that either like I'm gonna have, but I'm like nervous to have, and all sorts of things. But this book was like thrust into my life. Truly. Mm-hmm. It's a book about being present and being mindful. But it is, because it's not like I would not go as far as to say it's like a popular book. Like, there are other books that are about being present. Like, The Power of Now is like a very popular book about being present. And I haven't read it. But this one, you know, I like Pinterest, right? Yeah. Pinterest and YouTube are like my social networks of choice.
Yes.
And it like popped up so large on my Pinterest board one day, and then I ignored it, and then I scrolled down and it appeared again, which was odd because Pinterest doesn't like really do that.
No.
And then I still didn't click on it, and then the next day I got on Pinterest and it was at the top of my feed again.
Oh no.
So then I just blindly purchased it.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You had
I had to. I didn't have an option. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, we're going to be talking about some of the things in here pretty soon.
Listen, we had a listener write us, maybe even two of them, about this topic and that they wanted us to do another episode on this topic, like being present, being in the now. Lots of people have requested episodes on anxiety, and also just being happy in your present moment and like living for now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I even added that into like our shared notes that we need to do an episode on that. So and that was without me knowing this about you reading this book.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is a sign.
It is a sign.
Communal sign. Everybody is involved in this.
Everyone's asking for it.
But like, we need to do this.
It's so good. And like, it just talks about like your thoughts and your emotions and like learning about them and like accepting them and all sorts of things. I really am not exaggerating when I said I've highlighted almost every page. But do you ever read something and you're like, you kind of feel like the author stole it from you?
Yes.
You read something and you're like, but that's what exactly I what I said to myself, you know? And so then you wonder like, hey, mm-hmm. sis, like, have we met before?
Hey, are you in my brain?
No, truly.
Or like, did I write this and do I have another name and this is my name?
Yeah. Like, did you plagiarize my thoughts? That's how I have felt reading this book. So I can't promise everyone will feel that way. But whoever this Caroline Welsh is, she and I are homies.
We are
homies. So that's great. That's good to know. We'll have to do an episode on that.
I agree.
Here soon. But anyway, those are what I've been reading lately. A couple of just like easy breezy fun summer reads if you're bored. And then that book on presence, which has actually genuinely altered my life in a great way. Because I have noticed, which I mean, when we do an episode, I'll talk way like in depth about it. But for me, my anxiety subsides tenfold when I am living in the present moment. Like when I am being mindful to be present, it's like amazing how much my anxious thoughts go away.
Like poof.
Yeah. And so that has been like my focus for the past maybe like, I don't know, it's like 6 months or something. It's just trying really hard to be in the present moment. So when this book just kept like being placed in my, in literally directly in front of my face, I was like, well, okay.
I guess I'm
buying it. So
thank you for sharing. You're welcome. That. Love.
Yes.
Since we're talking about books, let's talk about TV.
Okay.
Since that's like the opposite.
Uh-huh. Let's do it. I'm ready. I'm here.
We really need, okay, before we jump into Love Island, because we have to talk about Love Island, but I also have to talk about Family Feud. Julie, I feel like you'd be a Family Feud person.
Wait, do you know that that's what literally Jay and I like almost fall asleep to almost every night is Family Feud?
Oh, wait, same.
Wait.
Oh. How have we not ever made this connection?
Oh, wait, cute. That's really cute.
If I could marry Steve Harvey.
Okay, he is just, he's a 10.
There is literally no one better on earth. How come there's no one better?
He is so funny.
You know what I love about him is there's never been anything negative about him in the media. Like, is he just a good old family man?
Yeah, except for remember when he accidentally read the wrong wrong name for the Miss America pageant.
Oh, but that was like,
that was just a mistake though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he didn't do anything like bad and naughty.
No.
Bless him.
Yes.
Ugh. Big mistake, but we forgive him.
Yeah. We love Family Feud though. We are Family Feud fans in this house.
I never get sick of it.
No, it's great.
Never and don't get you sick just of it.
Like sometimes the answers are so silly. Like
so silly.
Like nobody would ever guess it.
Yes.
And don't you feel like sometimes Steve knows that? Like when it comes up, 100%. He's like, sorry, you'd never get it.
One day we were just feeling like we needed an extra little giggle in our home. And so we searched on YouTube, dumbest Family Feud answers. Mm. And they have so many compilations on YouTube of the worst answers ever given. And it's just 30 minutes of it straight, back to back to back to back. And we were unwell. Like, could not breathe crying. Some of the worst things you've ever heard. Just so, like, some people are so confident in their bad answers.
Yes.
There was, like, one that was something like, name a type of pork or something. I don't remember the exact, but it had to do with pork. And the guy goes, cupine?
No.
Porcupine. And was, like, so, like, Confident.
Yes. But just there's like no hesitation.
No.
You wonder how you'd be on there, you know, if you'd freeze.
Mm-hmm. So bad. But if you are having a rainy day, you are down in the dumps. Or if you're not and you're like extra giggly and you just want extra giggles, get on YouTube and search Dumbest Family Feud Answers. I promise you there is no way in H-E double hockey sticks that you will feel worse after. So.
I like that.
That's my little like tip of the day. But let's really get into Love Island.
Yes, let's.
And like, really sorry if you guys are not caught up. And we won't.
Are you caught up?
No.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna like really like talk about everything. Yes. I just the most important thing is that we talk about Davide and Ekansu.
Does anything else even matter?
Nothing in this world matters more than how cute their relationship is, and that I absolutely hated both of them. That's such a strong phrase.
That was strong.
I don't mean that, but I really wanted both of them to go home. I would have been totally fine with both of them leaving. And then,
oh, same.
I am in absolute love.
No, they're so great. I was neither here nor there with Davide when he walked in. I was like, okay. I was a little. His accent is so thick, which
it's just aggressive.
In the beginning, I was like, there is no way his accent is that thick. And mm-hmm. it really is so, it is, and it's so great. And now I mm-hmm. love, like, everything that he says is so great.
Love.
But, and he was just, I felt like he was really, like, cocky and full of mm-hmm. himself. But I really think that he just, like, needed somebody to love him.
He did.
Ekansu was a hot mess.
Oh,
she was a hot mess.
Just all over the place.
Yeah. Now, I am glad. I don't want to give anything away for people who are not caught up, but mm-hmm. you and I talked about this a little, how she... So you're not caught up.
Well, no. I am.
Okay.
On Hulu.
On Hulu.
Yes. But it's done now. Like, it's over. So if people are watching it live, then it's over. So I'm not caught up technically, but yes, on Hulu, I am caught up.
Okay, great. I think I'm one day behind.
Okay.
I was so excited because I saw that it's the Snog Mary Pie episode.
Yes.
Which is like one of my favorite episodes of the entire series always. Mm-hmm. But you and I had talked about Ekansu and how maybe there was like, she wasn't completely truthful about something in Casa. Yes. And it like came to light in the episode that I watched yesterday. And I'm just like not really sure if it ever got resolved.
I really want to know the truth.
Yes.
Because like, a part of me was like, okay, maybe she is being truthful about what happened. Mm-hmm. And that just that was enough to bother her. But then I'm like, no. I feel like there's more.
It was basically, I mean, like, the guy with her at Casa just said there was, like, touching.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't ever, like, elaborate or be, like, I don't know, or say that it got to be more. He just was, like, her hand was here and my hand was there. But yeah. What does that mean, like, exactly? What are your hands doing?
Like, are we touching hips?
Right.
Or are we doing a little, like, little grabby grab in the underparts.
Right. So I'm just like quick interested to see. I mean, obviously we don't know how it ends, but I'm really interested to see if they make it to the end,
mm-hmm.
how they go on past, like after they've watched everything back.
But let us know if you're obsessed with them as well, because their playful relationship is goals. It's so fun. I love it so much. They're just so giggly.
Mm-hmm. I posted on our Instagram last week sometime, like E! News had posted a picture of them and it was like, please just let's get a reality show for Ekansu and Davide where they just like travel around Italy eating food and like fighting.
Yes.
We all just watch.
I would watch it.
Absolutely. It's so really great. Because even their fights are so funny. Like mm-hmm. their latest one where he told her that she was faker than a Louis Vuitton from China.
His disses are just so drawn out and wrong. Like,
yes.
They're just like not quite bopping.
They don't quite hit.
No. But that's what makes it better.
Mm-hmm. And like, she
you are a liar.
Yes.
You are a liar.
It's so great. And I feel like she can't really like take him seriously. Like when he like, yells at her like that.
Nope.
She's just kind of like, well.
Yep. Okay. He'll get over it.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. But they're great. I feel like it's been a good season. I've been happy.
Such a good season.
I feel like some are more like boring than others. Like we're not really not much happens, but I feel like a lot's gone on. There's been a good amount of drama.
Mm-hmm.
There's a decent amount of people that I like, some that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like getting really like, I'm getting kind of fed up with Luca.
The same. He's being drama.
He's just like really a lot for me.
Yeah.
I just don't think that if I were to be dating him and he was like acting, I don't know. He's just a little much for me.
Mm-hmm. But you know who really makes me want to fall asleep is Andrew and Tash. What's her name? Tasha? Tasha? Yes. Tash?
Yes.
Please, everybody send them home. Like, I am bored out of my mind. They make me feel so cringe.
It's the back and forth. And like the quick back and forth. Being like,
so quick.
I'm with you. And then being like, oh, but what if I still have feelings for you?
And then like throwing in, I love you, just to like make it better. It's just like,
yeah,
come on.
It's a lot.
Go it back is, to junior high.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay, well, we needed to get all that out in the open because we have some major fans on that listen
really
to our
do.
Podcast. Oh my gosh, wait. And what is the – Danica. She always Danica. Says wowzaroony. And why do I think of you every single time? Wowzaroony. I was like, did she steal that word from Julie? Because I'm pretty sure Julie says that.
I probably do.
You do.
It sounds like something I would say if I don't.
Yes. So if you don't, then we need to start saying it.
Okay.
It's just such a great word.
Wowzaroony.
Wowzaroony. Mm-hmm.
If only
we had the accent.
I know. Everything sounds better with an accent.
It really does.
No matter the kind.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about, I don't know, things.
Do you love how we like try to figure out a segue into our whole list of things we need to talk about?
And I'm looking at mine and I'm just not sure I can get there, you know? I'm not sure I can find a good segue from Wowzaroony.
Speaking of things. Let's hear it, Jules.
Okay. JP and I have been doing... We've been trying to spend a lot of time outside this summer because I'm just really trying to take advantage of it, because once winter comes around, I complain.
We're dead
and then
inside.
I pray for summer and then I just like don't take advantage of it, right? So we've been trying really hard to take advantage of it. But we have just been doing this thing where before we go on our hike, we run to usually Trader Joe's and we take our tiny cooler with us filled with ice packs, and we go inside and we pick our favorite popsicles and we put them in the cooler, and then we drive up the canyon to go on a hike and or walk, and we eat the popsicles while we hike.
A dream.
And it's like, I don't know why it has made us so happy, but like we get like kind of giggly and like we feel like kind of naughty because like you're supposed to be healthy while you're hiking, right? And not eating like a stick of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But so it just like kind of feels fun to be to be doing that. And so we went up on Sunday and we were like, we're having the best time.
Cute.
And we're laughing so hard and we just like hung out in the mountains and walked around and ate popsicles, and it was like so beautiful and like 20 degrees cooler up there.
Ugh.
But you know, it just felt like a good kind of balance. Like yes, I'm outside. And yes, I'm getting my heart rate up. I'm hiking uphill, mm-hmm. but I'm mm-hmm. also going to eat a popsicle or maybe two.
Totally.
And really, we went to Trader Joe's to get the...
Stop it.
The tangerine mm-hmm. creamsicles that we've talked yes. about from there. And they were out. They did not have them.
They're done for the season.
Oh.
I forgot I was going to announce that. Mm. And I'm really upset. We went on Sunday and we asked the workers. We were like, where are they? Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, those are done till next year. I'm sorry. They need to have a sign above their treat saying these will be done by this date so that I can buy the whole store.
Yes, you can stock up.
So mm-hmm. if you guys need to run to your Trader Joe's, because who knows? Maybe,
yep, maybe
I still have a few left and no one has bought, like, finished them out. If you'd like to, please ship them to my house. I will honestly drink the liquid of them. If they're far away and you have to ship them across the country and they melt by the time they get here, I will still drink the liquid. Best treat ever.
They really are so delicious. We ended up getting instead, because we wanted something like light, like we didn't want to take like a chocolate something. Mm-hmm. We wanted like something that felt lighter, maybe that like to trick us into thinking it was healthy or something.
Right.
But we ended up with these fruit bars. It's like three. It was I think strawberry, lemon, raspberry, popsicle, fruit bar. And they're actually really pretty yummy. Like a nice hot summer day treat. And the flavors are all very distinct. Like you can definitely tell the difference between all the flavors, and they were pretty yummy. I'd say 8 out of 10.
Okay.
For those. They were really pretty good. Okay. I would buy them again. And they were tasty.
Okay. Okay.
So we also then on our way home stopped at Target to see if there were any more Choco Tacos in Ugh. Stock. Because did you hear that those are yes. gone? Yes. And JP was like rather crushed by that news.
I feel like it's more boys that are crushed. Yeah. Colby was like pretty devastated.
Yeah. So we looked, but they were obviously wiped out, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. completely wiped clean. Mm-hmm. So
I bet you could find them on eBay for
yes. Yes.
$100 a box.
Do you remember when they said, was it Ho-Hos or Ding Dongs?
Yes.
That were gone. Mm-hmm. And my dad, okay, no. I don't think my dad's, which one was it? Was it the Ho-Ho?
I think so.
So I don't think my dad has ever had a Ho-Ho in my entire life. Mm-hmm. My dad went to the local 7-Eleven, which is like a gas station store, and went in and bought so many Ho-Hos.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He was like, I don't even like them, but knowing that I could never have the option, like really messed with him. So he bought so many and put them in the freezer. And my oldest sister, I think my dad bought like 4 of them, right? And he like specifically told us, like, these are my Ho-Hos. And I said, great, so happy for you. And my sister either claimed not to know or something, ended up eating all of his Ho-Hos.
Oh no.
And my dad was upset. Like, no. Genuinely upset that he did not get to eat his Ho-Hos that he had saved. And then, of course, they came back. Like, someone bought them or whatever. You know, like, bought the yeah. brand.
Yes.
And so he calmed down pretty quickly. But he was like, I bought those for me.
Dr. Hair, you naughty man.
I know. So I still don't think he's ever had a Ho-Ho.
How funny.
Unless it's a Ding Dong. Then he's never had a Ding Dong either.
Right.
What are these names?
That's so bad. Weird. Bad names. When you say them over and over, you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's great.
Okay, a tasty drink that we've been loving right now. Zevia's. We've talked about them before. Mm. But the cola ones, like, so they're like the Coke flavored ones. And if you're not aware of what Zevia's are, they're just a healthier alternative to a soda. And okay, we've been doing, we get a nice cup filled with ice and we pour the cola Zevia in there. And then we have been buying lime juice in like a big bottle. organic fresh lime juice, and we are dumping lime juice inside of the cup as well. And wow, refreshing, bubbly, fizzy,
sparkly.
Feels very fun. Very, very, very fun. Very tasty. Sometimes Colby throws in a splash of heavy cream.
Oh, sure. Why not? Just for fun.
Makes it like a, what are those called? Where you like do just sodas with heavy cream?
A dirty something. Soda? Is that what that's called?
Who knows? Something like that. Sounds dirty.
I think that might be it. Like a dirty mm-hmm. Diet Coke or something.
Something like that. But that has been such a fun treat for evening, dinner, you know.
I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinks we love, guess what? I mean, you already know. You already know. And I posted this on our Instagram as well.
Oh my gosh, yes.
The leaf tea, right? Raspberry leaf tea. If you are unaware, this is really good for helping balance your hormones during your cycle. It's a part of seed cycling. Our naturopathic physician, Dr. Allison Brumley, spoke about this on her episode with us a couple months back. Great episode. And she said that we need to be drinking raspberry leaf tea. And as just a quick refresher, it tastes like leaf, which is awful.
Or a garbage bag.
Yeah, either
or.
Yeah. And I complained, you know, both of us did, complained about this and got like a flood of messages of people being like, no, you can do it. Like, make it this way. Mix it in with other things and you'll be so happy. Like, you won't even taste it. So the one that came back the most recommended is the Passion Tea by Tazo, don't know. And you just steep them both in your hot water and then drink and then refrigerate the whole thing and drink it cold or cool. I'm telling you, I can't taste one bit of leaf.
No.
And I am thriving.
Oh my
gosh. I have had leaf tea every day for probably 3 weeks now. And I enjoy it.
You're calling it leaf.
Leaf well, because tea. when you put the raspberry in front of it, I think that it makes it sound better than it is.
Okay, true. So you really are, you're trying to make it sound worse.
Yes, because it is. Yeah, it is just leaf tea to me. I taste no raspberry. But if you're trying to buy it, it is red raspberry leaf tea, to be exact. People have also said that it is in capsule form as well, if you're just like not a tea gal. But the passion tea is so delicious. Have you tried it yet?
No.
Yeah, you need to. It's so tasty. And I would not claim that like JP is like much of a tea guy, but I made it and I made it cold and I handed it to him and I said, try some of this. And he tried it and he really enjoyed it, which surprised
really?
Me.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm not a tea gal. So he liked it. Maybe I will.
So it's really delicious. So if you are looking to help like balance your hormones, the red raspberry leaf tea mixed with the passion tea from Tazo. Delicious.
I love.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for giving us a hack.
Absolutely. Thanks to all of the listeners, because my leaf tea would be in the garbage without you.
Leaf tea. Okay, we need to talk about a hack that is going viral right now.
Okay.
Tanning your genitals. Have you heard about this, Jules?
Of course not.
Of course you haven't. You know what? Of course not. I bet if you walk into the living room after this and ask JP if he's heard of it, I bet he has.
Okay.
Because it's for men and women.
Okay.
It is for people with a penis or a vagina. And they are doing studies on the effects of sunning your genitals and what it's doing to your hormone health. They're saying it is boosting men's testosterone. It's like one of the number one ways to boost your natural testosterone.
Wow.
And for females, I haven't dug as deep into it, but it was sounding like it's helping regulate cycles, giving you optimal hormone levels, and making the vagina basically as optimal as possible.
Wow.
Whatever that means, because see, I haven't like really gotten into it. I was hoping you had.
No, I have not.
But let me tell you, I think I'm willing to go try it out.
Okay.
Colby has already done it.
Like in just our backyard. Outside?
In our backyard.
Okay.
In the privacy of our home. When he lays out, because he lays out during lunch sometimes to get his vitamin D. And I think I'm going to try it. I think okay. I'm going to try it. You know, it's one of those weird things. You know, remember our episode where we talked about like people drinking their period blood?
Yes. Can never forget.
Or like using it as a face mask.
Yes.
And there's also been talk of like your urine, like using your urine on your skin is like does all these magical things for you. There's so many random weird things like this, but you know, this one is just the newest one that I've heard, and so I wanted to put it out there.
Okay.
And see if anyone does this and has had great results from it. Because, you know, let's add it to the Flourish event. Let's all just go sun our genitals, great. You know? Let's add it.
Talk about bonding.
That is a very bonding moment. We'll all sit in a circle and
Remember we mentioned a vulnerability activity?
This is it. This is it. Be ready.
Yikes.
Can you imagine?
Well, you keep us posted on that, please.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought, yes. Okay.
Okay.
Keep us updated.
Jules, what did you think?
Well, I was feeling like when I'm reading on your list and it says tanning your vag, I was thinking that like, I just feel like bits are already like kind of darker.
Okay.
Right? Wouldn't you say, like, I don't feel like they like need a tan, you know?
They already look a little roasty toasty.
Yeah. So I was actually really interested in what we were about to talk about.
Oh my gosh. Can't wait. I have to out myself because okay. It's just like so great. It's just so great. We all need to laugh about our bodies sometimes.
Absolutely.
Okay. But I think I've updated everyone that my nipples are no longer inverted.
No, I don't think you've told everyone. You told me, but I don't know that everyone knows.
Okay, so at 20 weeks pregnant, which my doctor had warned me, like sometimes the hormones in your body when you're pregnant can pop inverted nipples out. And sometimes they stay forever and sometimes they go back, but most of the time they just stay. So I got to be one of those lucky women whose nipples popped out. And I love my boobies. Post baby, like shout out Billy, you know, thanks for giving me some cute boobies.
What a treat.
Thanks. Thank you, son. But yes, my nipples now look like normal nipples, which is like very, I shouldn't say normal because
right.
There's no
normal, inverted normal. Is a variation of normal for sure.
Yeah. But they look the way I wanted them to look all along. But he was giving me a spray tan last week and like nipples are already dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you, the spray tan solution we use literally makes them appear dark, dark, crispy brown, like deep, deep brown. And he could not stop laughing because he was like, these look like, oh, and I'm going to blank on the name. They're beef. Okay. Beef jerky. But the nibs, like the little, Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. He was like appalled that I hadn't seen him before because I just know like what beef jerky looks like. Like I eat beef jerky, I'm eating it, you know, but they make like nibs version and they're in literally the exact shape of your nipple, like just the little nip and they're so dark brown and the texture of my nipple literally looked exactly like the beef jerky nibs. He had to pull up on Google just to show me, but we were rolling. No. And I don't know, like, I
think my nipples are probably still a little bigger right now, just from my hormones. So, you know, the whole thing was really great. But I am very happy with my beef jerky nipples right now.
I love that.
Love that they have popped out. So if you are an inverted gal and you're worried about breastfeeding a baby one day, just know that there's a possibility that the nips pop out while you're pregnant and you can do that.
Great. Fun. Love that.
Kind of fun.
And while we're talking about like skin and everything, I thought that we would shout out one of our cute listeners who lives in Arizona, and she is an esthetician. We'll share her Instagram, but so this is for all of our Arizona listeners. There is a link in her bio to book a free virtual skin consultation. You can also DM her for that, but you can click her link in her bio to schedule like a specifically right now a hydrafacial. If you book a hydrafacial with her in the month of August, it is only $150. So you're getting a super big discount. And then anytime you book any service with her, if you mention the Flourish podcast, you can get 15% off. So we just wanted to shout her out. Her Instagram is at Alita Skin Therapy. So again, we will put her Instagram in our episode description. And you can go and get a nice facial for summer.
How fun.
Right. I thought it was very
fun.
Can we talk about bugs for a second?
Ew. Honestly, tell me what.
Okay. The box elder bug, right?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. I also call them lightning bugs, which I think is incorrect. But for some reason, I call them that.
Never heard that. Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's like literally just me. Okay. Find a bug that has less spatial awareness, respects boundaries less, like, and loves my house more. I think it's the way, like, they love the south, like the southern wall of my house. Ew. And every summer they like thrive there, and I will be sitting outside and I'm not kidding, they'll just fly up and like hit me in the chest. They'll just land there, and like it doesn't even surprise me anymore. Like, that's what's so sad. And I don't like jump like, oh my gosh, ew, this bug. Like, I'm literally so used to it that I just like look at it and like casually like pick it off and like drop it on the ground. No. Because they just have no problem bursting your space bubble.
Totally. And multiplying.
I was gonna say, all they do is mate. That is all they do.
Love sex.
That's all they do. And they just walk around and it like, I don't know what takes them so long.
Right.
Like, they're connected at the hip for so long. But I about lost my mind a couple weeks ago because I was sitting out there trying to just enjoy my time out there, and I think I got pelted. I was Marco Poloing one of my friends.
Pelted.
Yes. And I was complaining to her about the box elder bugs. And as I was telling her about the box elder bug, one literally hit me in the neck and landed. And I just was like, this is it. This is it.
No.
Yeah. No. The top of my head almost flew off. I was like, so.
Almost like the cutest. Like, I know your grandma says that phrase. The top of my head almost flew off.
I'm serious. I was so peeved. I walked inside and I said, Jay, the bug man is coming to my house immediately. And you know what? We've said it before. I don't know. I don't even know what that bug man sprays, but I believe in him wholeheartedly, even if it's just distilled water. I believe in him with such conviction. He came to my house and he sprayed the exterior and interior of my house and all my sheds. And I'm telling you, since then, not one. There has not been one box elder bug that has hit my body.
No.
And I could almost cry tears of joy. It makes me so happy because they drive me insane.
Ew, they're so sick.
Like a spider grosses me out, right? Like, a spider is so sick, it makes my skin crawl.
Mm-hmm.
A box elder bug is an inconvenience for me.
an invasion of privacy.
Absolutely. I do not want you mating on my shoulder. So anyway, the bug man came. My life is better. I feel very fortunate to have the bug man come to my house for a very solid fee of $75, which I feel like is a steal of a deal. He can come back anytime.
Quarterly.
Yeah. Do you know what was embarrassing, though, is that, like, Jay, I went to work, and then the bug man was coming that day. And I, like, was, you know, told Jay, I was like, hey, like, tidy up a little bit before the bug man gets here. And I get home, and my house was just still the way, you know, like, when things aren't as clean as you'd like them to be, and, like, someone enters your home.
Oh, no.
I just was, like, embarrassed that somebody had been in there. You know, and it was, like, it was fine. It just wasn't, like, guest clean. You know what I mean? Yeah. When it's, like, it's clean, but it's just not as clean as you would like for, like, someone to see it. Totally. It's just a little embarrassing. Totally.
I feel that same way all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very happy the bug man came.
Thanks.
Same. We actually had the bug man came come last week as really? Well.
Really? That's so great.
For ants, which are also a massive invasion of privacy.
They really are.
And they do having bug issues.
I know.
Ew.
Sick. But we took care of it. We're on the same schedule.
We are. Look at us.
Look at us. Look at
Now I just need to get on your same period schedule. We used to be like good at that.
We did.
But then I got knocked up. So, so I do need to get back on. I need to get back on your period schedule.
Like, when do you think yours is going to reappear?
I am so mad that it hasn't. I'm just like anxious about it. Any little like bubble or like pain in my lower belly, I'm like, oh, it's happening. It's happening.
How quickly is it, like a 6 week thing, or is it like a who knows thing?
So I actually just had my 6 week postpartum appointment today.
Oh, great.
And he told me that with the C-section, he was like, I would give it another month. Like, it could start anytime now, but like, give it for sure another month. If it hasn't started within like your first 3 to 4 months after having the baby, then come in and we'll like look at some things. But he's saying anytime now.
Okay. Like,
and he said it might, in his sweet words, he said it might catch you by surprise.
It usually does.
Uh-huh. It usually does, sir. It sure does. So it probably will. Mm-hmm. But nope, hasn't happened yet, but I'm very excited for it to.
Love that.
Also at my appointment, why was I so sad when he says, see you in a year?
Oh.
I literally almost cried. I was like, no, no, I'm supposed to be coming every week. What do you mean?
Right.
What do you mean?
He dismissed you.
Kind of sad.
Yeah. That is. But like means that you're like doing so good and that you're healthy and that everything's great, which is great.
He asked for a picture of Billy, which like to see one. And I was like, oh, I bet you do this with everyone, but I'm going to pretend that this is like just a me thing.
Yeah.
And that you mean it when you say he's cute. Because he did say he was cute.
Cute. Well, he is.
He is. So because I'm cleared, y'all know what I'm going to be doing tonight. I'm having sex tonight.
Do you feel ready for that? Like, are you? You Heck feel good to go.
Heck yeah.
Okay, great.
And just so everyone knows, because we touched on it a little bit in Billy's episode about that you can indeed have orgasms before you are cleared to have sex after having a baby. So I was able to have it actually, like, put aside all the just like sexual fun of it all. I was so anxious and have been about how my body is going to be post baby as far as like, can it have an orgasm? Because I have a lot of clients who can no longer have orgasms after having a baby. And that is because of your pelvic floor function and that things never really got healed correctly. And that doesn't mean that that's a forever thing. You can always work on that with a pelvic floor therapist, but, or they have really painful sexual intercourse after having a baby, even if you've had a C-section. And so I've been a little anxious about
if that is all going to work correctly. And I was able to have an orgasm, easy peasy, which was very, very, made me very happy.
Yeah.
But I have not seen yet if sex is painful. So I'll have to keep you guys posted on, because I never thought that a C-section would affect if sex would be painful. I'd always think that like just a vaginal birth would cause pain or potential pain. But no, it's all has to do with like the muscles inside of there too. So that was all messed up with a C-section as well.
Right.
So I will keep you guys tuned, but I'm sure Colby is like very excited. You know. You know. So just know that that's what I'm doing. You guys can all be, you know, dreaming of me. Oh. You're wondering where I'm at tonight. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, great.
not that you really will be.
Sure. Mm-hmm. On a pure note, it was Boone's birthday last week. I know, and he turned 5.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah, I just don't like when it starts getting up there.
I know, right? And he did a really silly thing for his birthday. JP was painting. He was doing like an art project. And I got home from work and he was like very excited to see me. And he ran to greet me and he like jumped all over me and he like walks in circles when he's excited to see me when we get home. And then he ran away and I looked down at myself and I was covered in like brownish black. And I originally thought that it was poop. And so I was like, oh no, oh no, oh no, so sick. But then realized that it wasn't and that it actually seemed more like paint. So I then looked at some of my walls and bless his heart, he had his tail is long and happy and it had dipped in the paint and it was black paint and he painted the walls and some of the floor and the backs of his legs and me and our door and his bed and a lot of things were painted black.
No. Yes. What kind of paint? Like, is it washable?
Like on your clothes? No.
Mm.
No. But we were able to get it out. We had to use like the nastiest. You know what Goo Gone is? Or Goof?
Yeah.
What is it? Goof Off? And it's like the scariest.
Yeah.
Chemical, I think.
For sure.
Ever. We like opened every window and every door and we like wore masks and we literally had to like use that to get all the paint off of our like walls and our floor and everything because it was a bit of a mess.
No.
And then of course we had to give his tail a haircut. I keep meaning to send you a picture of it. It actually looks quite nice. It looks like it has little layers, which looks, you know,
very fancy. Cute. Very so fun had, for a birthday.
Yeah, right? So we had to like brush out his tail a little and it was like on the backs of his legs. So we'd had to try to like scrub it out. So it was a very exciting birthday. He was just, they say, what do they say? Like painting the town or whatever?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Painting the town.
Whatever that means. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that's what he did that day. Yeah. Yeah.
You, Boone. So,
you know, happy birthday to Boone.
Happy birthday, Boone.
He gave us a great gift. Older. I know.
Please
never.
Don't get older.
Never.
No.
Never, ever.
I need to tell you a hack.
Okay.
We love a hack.
We love a hack.
Maybe people have already done this before. But you know when you don't want to wear a bra, but you also aren't in the mood for like the nips to show through.
Okay.
But you kind of want to not wear a bra. Yeah. Or you're in a shirt where you can't wear a bra, right?
Like right.
Some outfits are hard to wear bras with.
Yes.
So people use pasties usually, right? Or like the little sticky. There's like they sell them on Amazon, right? Mm-hmm. They're like reusable, whatever. Well, I have a massive box of breastfeeding pads for leaky boobs and they are about the size of your nipple, a little bit bigger.
Well, okay. Quite a bit bigger. And they have a sticky, they're a circle, and they have a sticky backside. And so they stick to your bra. Well, I have been using them as pasties. And you can throw them away. They're so dirt cheap. They come in like a box of probably 200. And they were like $5 or something. Just tons of them. But I put them. I was wearing a shirt that I didn't have a bra, like a racer back shirt that I didn't have a bra that like fit that. So anyway, I didn't want my boobs to just be like showing through basically. So anyway, I just placed those breastfeeding pads in my shirt where my nipples go and bada boom, bada bang. Like so innovative.
Wow. So
great. And you can't, I almost like them better. The little pasties that I have from Amazon, like lose their stickiness so quickly.
I bet.
And they were like silicone and they were nice, but it's like, I don't want to have to keep buying those. So it was just nice, just a nice little reuse or non-reusable hack for outfits that you don't want. And like you couldn't see them through the shirt either. Like it wasn't like this weird pad. They're super thin.
Right. Okay.
They just cover the nip. They cover the things that need to be covered and you can just toss them after and they stick to your shirt.
That's great.
So kind of a fun little.
It is.
Hack.
That is a fun little hack.
You don't need to be a mom to buy those. They're just on Amazon, you know?
Yeah. Anybody can get them.
Yes. There's my hack.
I love that. Do you know when else you don't wear a bra?
When do you not wear a bra, Julie?
You don't wear a bra when you go camping.
Okay. Great segue.
Yeah. Sometimes, right? Maybe like when you're sleeping in your tent. Totally. You're just like an outdoor person, you know? Well, in our summer send-off episode, we told everyone that it's like such a fun idea to go like camping in your backyard. And yes. So I thought that I would report back because I went camping in the backyard of my parents' cabin.
Cute.
Yes. And it was so fun. We had such a fun time and the stars were like so incredible. I forget how amazing the stars are when you go camping. And like, ugh. Why does it feel romantic? Like it's so fun and it's so simple. We took like next to nothing, you know, and it was so much fun. And we like woke up in the morning and we went fishing. We both got our fishing licenses. So that's new.
Stop it, Julie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't say I like, you know, can like remove the hook out of a fish or anything.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still working on that. But it's mostly just an excuse to like go sit outside by a pretty lake, you know? Mm-hmm. But the camping was so fun. We had a great time. So I still think that if you haven't done it yet this summer, for everyone who is listening, get your tent, throw it in your backyard or your local mountain.
Your local.
And
there is nothing better than a backyard camp.
It's so fun.
I literally love it so much.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was really, really fun. We had a great time. S'mores by the oven. Like, it just was really fun. And then we went outside and we slept. And it was so nice. It was cool. Like, the air felt so cool and so nice. So it was really great. And we were talking about doing it again because we had so much fun.
Yes. So, I'm just waiting for it to cool down a smidge.
But you know what? Well, I guess, yeah. You're in your backyard. Yeah, you'd need it too, for sure.
Yeah. Here in the city. But in mountain, if you're a mountain gal, you can do it now.
Totally. I mean, because when we left my house on Sunday to go up the canyon, it was 97 down here. And by the time we got to the top of the canyon, it was literally 77 degrees. So it had dropped 20 degrees. And it felt so nice. So like camping in the mountains right now, I feel like would be perfect. And there were people up there camping and we were really pretty jealous. We were like, that looks so fun. It looks so great.
So dreamy. Yeah. Do you listen to country music?
Yes, I love country music.
Okay, I think we had this conversation because that's why I like wanted to bring it up, was I feel like on the podcast I've admitted that I hate country with like a deep passion.
Yeah, I know.
It's just like it's just like never been my thing.
Yeah, and I like love it, but I'm like, I love that like cheesy, you know, love that vibe.
Well, I have a confession.
No.
I have converted.
Really?
I have converted. And let me tell you who converted me.
Okay.
Zach Bryan.
Who's that?
What?
Who's that?
Gosh.
Is he famous?
You need to listen. You need to listen to him tonight. Can that be your homework?
Yeah.
Okay. He's like, how do I explain this? I feel like he's more like folk.
Okay.
Like which you would love. I think that's like right up your alley. It's like more folk country. And I literally love him to absolute pieces. He came to Salt Lake in like a couple weeks ago and I'm so mad that I missed it. But he is who converted me, and me and Colby literally listen to country music. Well, we actually just, there is a Spotify playlist. It's just called Western Mix and it is so good. It has like Leon Bridges in it even, which is like, I didn't even like consider him Western, but it has just a really good mix of like super old country, current country, Western vibes. There's also someone else named Tyler Childer or Childer, who we absolutely love. Country guy. So I'm just here to take back my words. I'm eating my words a lot these days, and you know, I'm okay with it. So
that's okay. We feel okay about that.
I'm just like blossoming into someone new. And that's a new part of Nicolette. So the new Nicolette loves country music, and I apologize for being so rude about it in the past.
Well, that's fun. I'm going to have to go listen to that playlist. I myself am like typically more of like a mainstream country gal, like where I like the country that's more like on the radio, that is like a cheesy song
about
like a guy falling for a girl.
Totally.
You know, I love that, but I can hang with some old time Western. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. See, tell me if you like it. Like on a Sunday drive, just like pop it in, you know, just let's see if you like it.
Okay. And I'll look up Zach Bryan in particular.
Yes. Yes. You'll love.
Okay.
And I just like, I need to know if I'm missing out on other really good folky country vibes. So if you are a Zach Bryan lover, send me some other recommendations of music similar to that. Cause I'm a new gal. I'm a country gal. Mountain country gal.
Wow. Wowzaroonie. Who knew?
Wowzaroonie.
Who'd have thought?
Gosh, really, really. Who would have thought?
Should we give everyone a shirt update?
Yes, please.
Before we leave?
Yes.
Of the Flourish
merch, summer merch.
Yeah, the summer merch that you're all waiting on getting to your home. It's coming. We haven't forgotten.
Guys, listen. Listen. You know how usually we just have like a cap of like, hey, there's like 70 shirts available, or there's only like 20. So you better be first come, first serve, get it fast. We just wanted to be extra generous this time and just have it be open, just an open order. Like however many of you want to order a shirt, order it up, girl. Well, 200 of you ordered shirts. And if you don't remember, if you're new here, these specific shirts, this specific merch of ours, we hand dye by ourselves. Each and every one. Do you understand how many shirts is 200 shirts?
It hurts to think about.
Julie and I really were like just out of breath when we were thinking of how are we going to achieve this by ourselves without a
lot group of work.
An actual facility doing it for us. So anyway, it took us a little longer to do them all. So that's why it's been a little bit of a wait.
But the good news is that they are being printed on and they are just about done, like literally any day now. So we're hoping that this very weekend we'll be able to start shipping those out. That's the hope. If not this weekend, early next week, for sure.
Yes. So
at the latest. So they're coming.
They are.
And they're freaking cute. So.
Oof. Best ones yet, but I hate saying that for all the people that bought them months ago, the other ones, but these are the best ones.
You think?
Oh, they're
really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, fun.
Yes. Wow. What an episode.
Truly. We covered all the ins and outs.
You guys got us for 3 hours and 30 minutes total this week.
Like, wow.
How lucky are you to chat with your girls, to come and hang? What you're really going to do is you're going to come and hang at our event.
Yes. On October 8th.
Yes. So we forgot to mention how people can purchase.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's important. It's important. Yeah. So you guys, this is our first event. Did you expect anything?
Honestly.
Anything less from us?
Honestly.
We're going with it. We're working it out as we go.
So if you would like to attend, the link in our bio on our Instagram page will have the place where you can purchase a ticket. Listen to us say it like we don't know what we're doing.
The link will be in our link in bio.
Will be in the link in the bio.
Yes.
Listen to that.
Yes.
Mouthful, but it's there.
Absolutely.
So purchase it up.
And it is live as we speak. So you can just go straight from here to there, pop on, buy your ticket, send us a DM, let us know that you bought your ticket. We'll scream with you. And we can't wait to see how many of you come to our cute little come and hang event.
I know. Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
We love French you guys kiss so
all
much.
Of you. We really do love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And oh my gosh, you only have to wait a few more days to listen to us again.
We'll talk to you in a few days, which is a very fun episode. You guys are gonna freak.
So good. So good. Okay, love you.
Okay, love you.
Bye.